We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted now, 8:48 here on a Tuesday morning. Now, three big things. Documentary on Wichita's Joyland Park airs on KPTS television. Dozens of animals seized from a home in Bel Air. Dogs, cats, chickens, and rats. Butler County authorities investigating death of a baby left in a car. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a stalled out vehicle now. You're going to want to watch for a slowdown. This is a southbound I-135, the ramp to westbound Kellogg. Watch for a slowdown there due to a stalled out vehicle. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 78 degrees. 30% chance for rain and storms tonight. The overnight low 58. Wednesday sunny with a high of 77. Now partly cloudy. South wind at 9 miles per hour and 62 degrees. 8:49, Steve and Ted. Hey, coming up at 9 o'clock, the Glenn Beck program.
Oh, yeah?
He's going to talk about that helicopter crashing into that New York City building. Also, Masterpiece Cake was just sued for discrimination for a third time. That's coming up at Glenn Beck at 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS. The U.S. wholesale prices rose just 0.1% in May, another sign that inflation remains under control. Labor Department says the increase last month in its producer price index, the PPI, which measures inflation pressure before they reach consumers, was half of April's rate of 0.2%. Wow. That's just no inflation at all. Over the last year, producer prices have risen 1.8%, which is not putting a lot of pressure on prices at the retail level. A Harris poll for Axios on HBO, which I'm not familiar with, I admit, finds that socialism is gaining popularity. This is a Harris poll. 4 in 10 Americans say they would prefer living in a socialist country over a capitalist one. And I'm sure that's something that our talk show guys are all
Glenn
concerned.
Beck explains this every morning. He talks about the difference between countries that do have socialism and those that operate in a socialism state.
Well,
a welfare state, but there are big differences.
I know. This is ideologically for our talk show host.
Glenn talks about it all the time.
Man, 55% of this poll, 55% of women between 18 and 54 would prefer to live in a socialist country than a capitalist country. 55%. But a majority of men prefer to live in a capitalist country. So there's that. How about that? And I want to go to today's question on the Steve and Ted poll on our webpage, knssradio.com. Father's Day coming up June 16th. How will you celebrate? Here are the choices. Take Dad out for a meal, or a nice card, or simple quality time together, or fire up the grill. Go ahead and vote. Go to the webpage for the Steve and Ted poll question. I would just go say, I'll take all of the above.
Yeah, just do all of
just
the above.
Just do all of them,
exactly.
and I'll be a happy guy, right? Stocks closed higher Monday after President Trump suspended plans to impose tariffs on goods imported from Mexico. The S&P rose 13 points. The Dow rose 78 points. The NASDAQ closed up 81 points. All right, it's 8:52 now, Steve and Ted. When will the 737 MAX be flying again? Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal has the answer this morning. Right, Bill?
Well, part of it anyway, an aviation analyst says he thinks the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft will be lifted in North America in July or August. It could take longer outside North America. Ken Herbert of Canaccord Genuity says if the FAA and other regulators sign off on the software fix for the aircraft, it could be back in service in September. The 737 MAX, of course, has been grounded since March after two fatal crashes. How far does $100,000 go in Wichita? Affordability has been a selling point for our town, and an analysis of 50 American cities bears that out. Wichita ranks 13th in terms of making a $100,000 annual salary go the farthest. That's according to an analysis by Go Banking Rates. The website considered rent, groceries, and health care. Tesla's trying to get back on course. The Model 3 Tesla, praised this year by Consumer Reports as the most satisfying car on the market. Then owners started to complain. Cars arrived with cracked windows. The cars leaked or had unreliable video screens. Demand for other models is sluggish, too. Shares are down 3%. Nevertheless, leader Elon Musk says the future is bright for Tesla. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
It would seem to be a pretty simple thing. If you've got the computer, the software, if you've got it fixed on the plane, get it certified and let's go. But again, when you've had so many lives lost, they're going to be very, very careful on this thing.
Yeah, and Boeing has done the test flights, doing a lot of, they're saying test flights in the hundreds, maybe thousands.
Really? That many?
Making sure that the software is working correctly. Okay. So it's hard to tell that we hear different stories about where they are in the process from week to week, it seems like.
Okay. Today is National Corn on the Cob Day, or as we, I grew up calling it the roasting ear.
Mm-hmm.
An ear of corn. Which is roasted, and then you put a ton of butter on it, and you sprinkle it with salt, and away you go, right?
That's it.
Tasty.
What could be better than that? Just as yummy as it can be. Corn on the cob is also known in different regions as pole corn stick, sweet pole, butter pop, or long maize.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Those are also euphemisms for other things.
Yeah,
too.
Well, yeah. But it's... corn on the
Why
cob.
Why can't we just say corn on the cob?
Corn on the cob.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, of course, my wife, I like to eat corn on the cob like in the cartoon, right? Which is, what is it, a bird? Who's eating the kids?
The crows?
Yeah, it's a crow. And you just, like, as a typewriter, right? Right? My wife will take a knife and skin all the corn off.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I don't know. I guess she doesn't want to break a tooth.
Just dig in.
Yeah.
What I've broken a tooth on that.
What cartoon is that?
I'm not sure.
Like a typewriter. Anyway, that's the way I like to do it.
Good stuff.
Corn on the Cob Day. Celebrate. Have some corn on the cob. It'll be a great day. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. It's coming up at 8:55. Coming up top of the hour this morning.
What do we got?
On our news, former White House counsel John Dean testifying on Capitol Hill.
Gosh, what year is this?
Yeah, it's deja vu all over again. It's coming up at 9 o'clock. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day, Steve and 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Hi there, this is Mike LeMunyon with LeMunyon Restoration. Is your basement damp or mold?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.